My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the Junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, aha.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. This is Drab.
This is Matt Valdez. Caught me off guard there, Drab.
Yeah, you were lunching. I decided, let's go for it.
I was lunching. Sorry. Doing
the two-man weave here on Bit Season and the two-man show on The Junkies.
Just like the regular show. Hey, before we get into everything, speaking of the two-man show, I guess I could start off and call it my tilt of the week.
Getting into it early.
But it's been tilting me about an entire week. Is this life of Riley that Jason has, and his anxiety about travel and just how much of a hassle it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of an easier travel plan in my life than what Jason's getting or what Jason did yesterday. Delay or not. I know there was some talk about his flight being delayed. I don't know, from D.C. to Phoenix or from Phoenix to Monterey. But even if there was a delay, there should be no anxiety with travel the way that Jason is doing.
I don't think there's any listeners who can sympathize with him. These aren't even first world country problems. These are 1%er problems. You know, like these aren't even, you can't have anxiety over nothing. You can't just say I have anxiety when you have like you're going on a first class trip to a world class golf destination to hang out with ultra wealthy and celebrities, and he's going to meet Jim Nance again. You mean what's it makes no sense.
He had a
limo down to the airport.
I don't know what his anxiety is, cuz he kept saying I don't like traveling. Right?
Yeah.
So what about the traveling? Is he fearful that the plane's going to fall from the sky? Is that what it is?
I just think that The junkies as a whole, they don't like things out of the routine. They're not necessarily curious. They just like what they like. And once he's out of his box and out of Ashburn, he doesn't like any of these trips. That's why these trips with him are always a nightmare, because he's always so grumpy. And if we go to spring training, it's never been like this.
Like when he's going to Atlantic City, or when he's going to spring training, it's not.
No, he's a pain in the ass.
I know he's a pain in the ass, but the lead up to it, we're at the point where a week out from the trip, it's constant fear, it's constant anxiety.
Let's be honest, he's inventing problems, or we're inventing problems, things that don't really exist. We are making a mountain out of a molehill. You can't even call that a molehill. It's just part of the process.
Do you think I'm on to something where I mentioned agoraphobia, where just Jason doesn't like leaving his house? He doesn't like the outside world. Yeah.
His life is too good. He doesn't have real problems. I don't know how else to say.
So what is this? Is this like a victim mentality where he's making up problems in his head?
Maybe. I don't know.
The only thing I can really think of as to why Jason is acting out about mm-hmm. the travel is that he just honestly fears like planes are unsafe travel.
That's a rational fear.
That's the only real thing that I can pinpoint, because everything else is luxurious. He doesn't have to worry about cramped leg room. I've flown first class once, and it was cheap. It was a cheap upgrade that I did, and I thought it was worth it. And it was an amazing flying experience.
Well, a lot of people do get stressed out at the airport, and the thought of missing their flight or what, you know, happened is it gets delayed, then you can't. And, you know, you're up against things that you can't control. Maybe that gives them anxiety.
That must be it, is that flying is out of his control.
Also, I'm going to say that Jason made it there last night, not because the text of the guy who said that he's in the plane waiting for the takeoff is that it looks like, I did a little research, the flight from Phoenix to Monterey was also delayed. So okay. It looks like Jason got in there after about 30 minutes before the flight to Monterey took off.
Did he have to go to another gate, or could he stay?
No, I'm sure
on
he did. He was flying on a puddle jumper over to Monterey.
Gotcha.
I have no idea. I'm just going to take a guess. He made it there last night. Late last night, got in like midnight or something.
Yeah. Okay. But sorry, I had to get that off my chest. It was weighing on me for a while. Sorry.
And why does it weigh on you, Valdez? Is it because you feel like he's complaining about things that
I feel other people
would kill to be involved in?
I definitely think that's part of it. We've all flown, and we all can understand. We can definitely understand anxiety when it comes to travel. We all understand what makes us tick about where we're going, if it's driving, if it's flying. You know, traveling is kind of it can be a hassle. You can understand that. But we all don't have that opportunity to travel like he did.
No, it's
so
just,
that's why it kind of
just an
me.
Inconvenience. You could tell the junks, you're sitting in Mike Rizzo's box tonight, and you're going to hang out and watch the game and an experience of a lifetime. Oh, I got to go down to D.C., sit in traffic, park. They like their
sofa.
No, it's not that they like their sofa. They just don't like to be inconvenienced.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think
it's the agoraphobia or whatever you call it, because he'll leave his house and go to the Bonefish or whatever and have a good time with his buddies, but that's not really an inconvenience.
He likes his routine. He likes what he likes. All right. Sorry to bum rush that. But hey, did you get a bunch of birthday wishes, Drab? Because it was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, I got a lot of birthday wishes. Always feels good to be acknowledged for breathing. I don't know.
Did you get a lot of messages from the people of the past?
No, because remember, I took that off Facebook. And it's not because, I mean, if you remember, like I had people reach out to me that I'm friends with or that just remember my birthday, but I took it off Facebook because, you know, I didn't want, like I said, some kid that I haven't talked to say, "Happy birthday, Matt," from my ceramics class that I haven't talked to in 25 years.
Uh-huh. You didn't want to rekindle old friendships?
It's not like that. I just don't want people to feel like they have to say thank you or happy birthday to me just because we're Facebook friends and once upon a time I knew you.
Okay. That
right?
Makes, yeah.
Because then I'll feel obligated to say happy birthday back.
Yes,
and
then it's a whole back and forth.
Yeah. Of course. But it does feel good when people you actually know or have a relationship reach out and say happy birthday to you. What did I have for dinner last night?
Yeah. What was the big birthday gift, birthday dinner?
No birthday gift yet. I'm sure that's coming. A lot of times we delay it in our house. We call it a birthday week.
Gives more time to shop.
Yeah, we'll see. Made nachos. It's my birthday. Take a day off the diet. And I made nachos last night. I said, you know what?
Just for you, or is it family nachos?
No. My kids and my wife ate something else. And I said, it's my night.
All reliable.
Not even nachos. I made Dorito nachos. Nacho cheese.
Happy birthday to you. Did you have any kind of cake? You'd blow out, a candle.
Yesterday was a day off from this. Yeah, my kids baked me a cake. The family did. Chocolate cake Valdez.
I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts about that.
Rather dry, if I must say. It was a rather dry cake, but I enjoyed it.
Did you get the homemade card?
Got a card. Got a birthday check from my mother-in-law and father-in-law.
Oh,
I got a birthday check from Nana, Sarah's grandmother.
Oh.
I clean it up.
Yeah. Well, they all know it goes towards her.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just the middleman.
Midweek birthday aren't the most exciting when you turn 42, but always feels good to have a birthday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, pal. And what are your big plans for this weekend?
I turned 37 on Saturday. I'll be in Ocean City.
Oh, Ocean Pines.
Yes.
What's you going to Spain?
not Spain. I'm going to go to Barn 34 for breakfast.
Yeah.
Sneak out on the boat on Saturday and spend some time at the beach. Then come back home. Nice little quick little getaway. I feel like I need to go back to Ocean City because last time I went, it was so rainy. Mm. I missed out. So my birthday gives me an excuse to go down there, get some sun, be on the white sands of Ocean City. So,
hey, you know how I told you that on the show I brought Where Should Drab Go on Vacation this week? I think I'm kind of finalizing it. I got a lot of days alone with my kid, my wife going to Maine it's her uncle's house. It's a whole thing. It's like her uncle is half owner of this cabin, this beautiful cabin in a harbor, but it's a bunch of 80-year-olds and seven. It's just not the quite venue for some toddlers. Like they would be the only kids there, or basically the only people under the age of 30 there. Most people are 80. It's just not the right spot to take the whole family up there. So I'll take that bullet. I'll stay home. I'm going to take the week off from work. But also I'm kind of excited because it gives me opportunity to do something new. And I feel like there's so many places around here, Valdez, that I've just never been to. When I say around here, I mean like the general mid-Atlantic area.
Just quick weekend or day trip type places or...
Yeah. So this is what is on... Nothing's finalized.
Hey, but before you get into detail about what you wanted or you're getting ready to set up, is this your first like real... Alone week, daddy daughter's week.
Nah, I'm alone with my kids all the time.
Is this your first vacation with them without
vacation?
Mommy?
No, because I went to Myrtle Beach in December when my parents were visiting with, and Sarah didn't go on that because she was teaching and couldn't take time off early December.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
So that. I went down there with my kids. But I'm definitely comfortable with it. Like I take my kids. Uh-huh. I kind of pride myself on taking them everywhere with me to all, I know it's short bursts, but I take them to all the stores. I take them to Costco, grocery stores, just a lot of times just the three of us. And so I'm totally comfortable taking them and handling both of them at the same time. Okay. Yesterday I took them to the DMV. I got a little squirrely towards the end. They were kind of done with that.
I'll have that. So what were the places that were suggested to
Well,
you?
We had callers call in and I just kind of realized like, I've been nowhere around here. And it's kind of, there's so many cool things that are around this area that I've just never been to. So I think I'm going to split it up. I got like 10 days starting on Friday all the way through the following weekend.
Yeah, so I got to check with CK about a number of days you have off.
Oh, why? Because I went to Spain?
Yeah, you went to Spain. Didn't you have you had another vacation
Rick,
rolled
I've
in?
Been,
this is what you I do. Know, this I, is what you yeah, do
I,
to
I,
me.
I know. Well, I know. You blow your vacations in May. You took the entire month of May off.
I did not take the entire month of May off.
I took 6 days to go to Spain.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take 5 days to go to this vacation next week. I've been here for like 20 years. I got 4 weeks of vacation.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I took off the same amount of days. I took off less days than you.
Yeah, well.
I took off less days than you. I just want to put that on the record.
We'll see. We'll see by the end of the year.
That's on the record.
We'll see by the end of the year.
Well, no, I'm not. I've also said I'm not going to Hilton Head because I felt shamed in it in doing that. So. I'm putting that on the record. I took less days off than Drab in 2020.
The only shame that was brought to you about Hilton Head is that you went the first week of the NFL season.
Well, yeah, that
was it. All right, so I think early next week I'm going to go to Virginia Beach.
Oh,
never been. Some people love Virginia Beach. Some people say it's the best beach around.
I've been to Virginia Beach once. It's nice. It's different scenery. Now, like I was there golfing, and then
just
like,
don't think it's
went
as,
on the beach.
It's just as chaotic. Yeah, I don't think it's as chaotic as Ocean City's too small. There's too many people in such a smaller space. Dewey Beach was like six blocks. It was chaos. It was just absolute chaos.
Okay.
So that, no offense to you, but it just might be too many people from the DC area in there. I think Virginia Beach a little bit spread out. And Tom Turley, of all people, noted caller, hit me up in my DMs and said, dude, you got to stay on the bay side of Virginia Beach on the Chesapeake side because the water's a lot calmer for the kids. There's a great hotel over there, way less crowded, and you can easily still get to all the main attractions in Virginia Beach.
So did you already book the hotel?
No, I'm going to book it, I don't know, tonight or something like that when I get back. But I saw that there's plenty of space.
All right, that's good.
And I think later in the week, I'm going to go up to Amish country, Lancaster. And actually, a listener has offered to let me stay in his loft. A listener I do not know. Now, like, he's not going to be there. That would be weird, probably. He said he's going to, I didn't really, I think he's in Lancaster during part of the week, and on the weekends he goes to New York City.
Okay.
So he said he had open, his
open
loft
room
in downtown Lancaster is open.
Uh-huh.
And he said, dude, stay in my place, take the kids up there, you'll have a great time. So, dude, there's a lot of stuff to do in Lancaster.
That's good. That's fine. How long are you in Virginia Beach, and how many days?
I'll do like two and a half days in Virginia Beach, something like that. Come home for a day, then go up to Lancaster.
Okay. That's smart. That's smart. Yeah. Way to divide your time up. And you said like 2 days in Lancaster.
Yeah, there's all kinds of farms up there. There's like a train ride that you can do. It's like a steam engine thing for kids, like a real train. And then of course all the amusement parks. And I think we're leaning towards Dutch Wonderland, whatever that is.
Do you know what's great is that you can lean on that listener for recommendations, for help.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like okay. He sent me a whole list
of
stuff.
I would feel a little overwhelmed trying to plan like a vacation with two of my toddlers to a place that I really am.
I think that's kind of the fun of it. He's going up and go, oh, these different, here's all the options. Let's go here.
No, I would need the options kind of laid out in front of me.
Yeah. But if you're a planner.
Yeah. If I went out up there and I didn't have any kind of roadmap as to what I was going to do for the day or had a backup roadmap.
I'll have a general idea.
Okay. That's good.
A general idea. And then we'll figure it out from there.
Hey, did you know, this is, I don't mean to cut you off from your vacation time.
No, that was it.
But you mentioned staying at a listener's place in Lancaster.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm doing next weekend?
Next weekend, you're going to Ocean City this weekend. No, I do not.
I'm playing golf next weekend.
All right.
All right. And I'm going to play Bayonne Country Club and Ridgewood Country Club. They're both in New Jersey. One's in Paramus. Ridgewood has held different events. Bayonne is right across the river from New York.
Are these?
It's kind of like Liberty National, where you could like see the Statue of Liberty. You can see the skyline.
Oh, it's right up there on the skyline, like almost Jersey like, City or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Jersey, Hoboken.
Okay,
something along those lines.
I'm always like, can't figure out how there are golf courses that
and the most expensive real estate in the world.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. Like, it's cool. There was a major, I don't know, there was some sort of major that had the New York City skyline in it. Your
President's Cup.
Okay, President's Cup.
It was a President's Cup, I believe.
It's the weirdest thing to me because, yeah, the real estate is such a premium. Why would it be wasted on a golf course?
I don't know. You're doing the Caddyshack bit of when...
I've never seen Caddyshack.
Oh, my God. You've never seen... where he goes, cemeteries and golf courses, the biggest waste of real estate
in
the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard you say that line before.
Yes.
Well, okay, but I'm talking New York City. It just doesn't make sense.
I know. Trust me. I get it. It's mind-blowing to me how property that's that valuable is a pitch and putt.
And even the... I didn't know there was room for it. I guess maybe it had to have always been there. Are they just building golf courses outside of New York City?
It's been there. It's not like it was just built.
It's been there for 200 years.
I don't know about 200 years. It was thrown in the Indian deal when we gave them all a bunch of shiny toys for Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going up there. I'm playing golf at those two courses. And I'm very grateful that a listener is getting me on those courses. And you might freak out. I'm staying with said listener.
You're pulling a Lurch.
I'm pulling a Lurch.
Lurch having golf trips with listeners that you don't know.
I've been texting with him and his brother. So he and his brother are going to be golfing with me. So I'm staying with him, and his brother's coming up. So we're all playing together.
Who's the fourth?
I don't know. Maybe another member at the club. That we're going, that we're playing.
And without knowing anything, are these elite golf courses? Like,
yes, I couldn't get on them if I called and said, "Hey, I want a tee time."
Is these like one of those golf courses where if you're step foot on property, two guys with clubs come and you've never seen it.
One of the clubs, you're not allowed to text.
Allowed to text.
Yeah.
All right. You got very pretentious clubs.
You can't wear flip-flops after the round. You got to have...
These country clubs or so.
I know. All elitist. Right.
Yeah.
But so I did my research where I Googled them, and I found out who Jeff and Adam, like what they did with Jeff and Adam. One does like... he owned...
Wall Street.
Managing partner for a headhunting company in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So he finds people for all the finance bro jobs. The other one works for MasterCard. So they seem legit, but there is there's definitely some hesitation for staying with random people. I thought about
that would be, yeah.
Cause at first I said, hey, I'm just, can you give me a hotel recommendation or a motel recommendation that's close by that I can get in and out of that's relatively cheap. I'm not staying in New York City. Even Hoboken is pricey for a hotel.
Okay, yeah.
And then he sent me a couple locations, and then he threw it out there. He says, you can just stay at my house. We have plenty of room. Then when he said we have plenty of room, my eyes lit up.
You're going to get the whole basement to yourself?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping for. And then I asked if he was sure, and he said yes. So if I end up dead after next weekend, I'm gonna leave the names with Adam or with one of those Adam and Jeff, but I'll leave their last names with you, Drabby.
Then you're responsible for finding me. All right. It's a risk, but I think you'll probably be fine. Maybe it's not that you would get your head chopped off. There just might be the unknown of awkward conversations. Like, you're just paired up with people that you don't know, and then there's no breathing room. Like, what happens if you don't have anything to say to these guys? Like, you got nothing in common.
I know, no. You don't understand. That entire week leading up to the trip, I have to cultivate talking points. I got to do my own show rundown.
Right. Like, you could do 3 hours on the golf course because you're just talking golf and a little chit chat here and there. But then you're going to dinner together. You're going to houses. You're going back to the house together, watching the game together. I'd run out of things to say.
I know. That's why I got a whole prep. I got to prep myself.
I would hope that
I got to be well. I got to be well versed in any kind of topic that may came up.
These are the situations where I would dream that they're the talkers. Like they are the ones that can fill all the holes. A bunch of chatty Cathys. Because I would just run out of things to say, and there'd be too much awkward silence.
But we've done show talk before, where you know we have great listeners that come up and they want to know about the show. What they want to know is
that's for 10 minutes. What is it going to do the next 47 hours and 50 minutes?
I'm just saying we're well versed in that, but I just got to be on my P's and Q's. I got to know. Mm. I got to know about the Yankees if they're big Yankees fans.
That's pretty exciting. So these are person not in the know, are these like dream golf courses that are very private, that in the golf community, maybe they're on the Golf Digest top 100 or something like that?
Maybe top 200.
Okay, so they're nice courses.
Ridgewood has hosted senior PGA events, senior US Opens before. Mm-hmm. They used to have the Northern Trust there years back.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, and Bayonne will be cool, and it's walking only, so... Oh, it'll be fun.
All right. Well, it sounds like you got a busy August planned.
Oh, I do.
All right, cool. Well, how does Bick, without Bickle being on the show at all, there's a lot of more sports stuff, and it seems like not that the chemistry is just a little bit different, I would say. Some people love the shows where Bickle's not there. Some people loathe the shows that Bickle's not there. I just think that you and I, we're just, you know, business as usual. You just mow ahead and...
We just try to find as many stories as possible.
To relate. You know, you're going to find stuff like JP was really into the Coke and Fluff thing today. And he was kind of excited about it for a few days, probably because his daughter's a TikToker. And, you know, he's kind of like, he's brought up these foodie things before to us. It didn't really work the way I think he wanted it to work, but... It's still, even though the training camp is here, you can't talk Commanders 24/7.
Do you know what I like about the Coke and Fluff thing that happened today? Mm. Is that, and I'm sure JP is aware of this, but it just reinforces the idea that putting together a bit, even if it's as simple and as stupid as putting fluff in a cup.
You're happy it failed.
I don't know. I don't know if it failed. I mean, the payoff was that the Coke spilled all over JP's laptop.
Yeah.
Like, that was the payoff. Mm-hmm. But it reinforces that you can't just, you know, grab stuff and then do it and then think it'll be, you know, this hilarious knee-slapping moment. Like...
Should he have prepped it at home?
Maybe. But at the end of the day, the Coke and Fluff bit... It'll be in the back of everyone's mind in terms of the like stuff that they did for the year. You know what I mean? Like no one will remember putting fluff in. I'll be honest, with soda.
I think all the foods stuff. It's hit and miss. I even think that the Filet-O-Fish's segment earlier this week, D Woods, I said that for you. Filet-O-Fish segment earlier this week. D Woods is tweeting me that he's angry. He's calling us idiots that we said Filet-O-Fishes, and Cakes and I are just kind of doing a bit. Even the Filet-O-Fish thing. I mean, I don't know what we expected. I didn't really think about it. I just saw an opening. Hey, we can kill some time. Go get some Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. But we reviewed them for like 90 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, we drove 20 minutes there, got them, drove 20 minutes back, ran up here. 5 minutes left in the segment. I don't know. Did anyone even give him a score?
Let me ask you a question. Do food segments, are they hard to pull off?
JP, I bring the Filet-O-Fish sandwiches in here and JP immediately takes a bite. When I'm still passing them around the room. Like he couldn't wait for us to drum roll all right, 1, 2, 3, everyone take their bites and then reactions in live time. He's just over here eating it in the corner like I mean what? I mean, how long has he been doing this?
I know. That's so true. but are food segments just hard to pull off? If you think about the food segments that the Junkies have done. The some that come to mind are the PB&J thing. Right? Because the guy,
that was fine
because the guys were really into it.
You got to sell it. You got to be into it. I don't know how into it the guys are.
What was that the pound of cheese thing where I ate it and I that legitimately threw up because that was so gross. But what are some other food things that the guys have done that are really
just
memorable?
I mean, it was just I don't know. It's hard to pull off.
That's my point is that I think it's hard to make a memory with food segments.
You have to be very descriptive, and I don't know if that's one of the junk. You got to really set the scene.
I might need all four of them for that too.
There was three of them here for the McDonald's segment. It was just like, oh, the sandwiches are here. All right, let's take a bite. Mmm, all right, that's pretty good. All right, we're going to break. Up next is
Mike Rizzo.
Mike Rizzo. Yeah, that was it. Whenever it was.
So I understand that.
All right. Speaking of food, Valdez, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about what I was yelling at you at the end of the show today. All right.
And, also, I have a very, very, very positive bitty update for you that I would love to share.
All right. Very cool. All right. You'll see in a bit season. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Bit Season.
Hey, you stole my bit. I usually bring us back.
You do here, but you rattled me. You just started sharing some information with me during the commercial break.
And yeah.
You've been withholding information that would have been useful before I opened my mouth about 10 minutes ago.
I just realized this because I was trying to pull up this awesome message that we got in the Bit Season Instagram DMs. Yeah. This one's a DM from Mike. And this was sent yesterday at 12:31 a.m. So technically you could cancel if you wanted to follow up with this. But he said this, Drab, listen to the Junks today. I have a condo on the beach you can stay at, 94th Street, prime. Mm. When you thinking about going? I was thinking you could kill a Bit Season discussion. I like how they're suggesting topics for us, but thank you. Discussing the itinerary with me and Valdez. I have three little kids, same ages as yours. Let me know before the weekend. I have surgery next week.
Ooh.
So
does that sound like he wants me to stay there with him?
No, sounds like if he's having surgery, he's going to be out of commission there.
Early next week is what I'm looking at.
So
Monday through Wednesday, something like that.
So it sounds. Should I follow up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he should have sent me a DM.
Well, this was to the Bit Season one.
I know.
But you don't check it.
I know. I checked the Twitter one. Okay. You're in charge of the Instagram.
All right, well, this was sent yesterday at 12:31 a.m.
All right.
So, hey, this is all
94th Street.
Is that by Century One? By Bolo on the Beach?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've never been to Ocean.
That is prime location, right over the 90th Street Bridge.
What's the best thing near 94th Street? Bubba Blasters, or what's that place called?
The Belly Busters.
Belly Busters.
Bubba Blasters. No, Bull on the... They got silly Pit Beef. Bull on the Beach.
Oh, Pit Beef.
Yeah.
All right.
You would love it there. They got a nice pool. They have a pool there, too, not just...
When you're saying Century, that's the name of the condo building?
Yeah, Century One. That's the name of the condo building.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
ritzy.
Fancy, yeah.
That's where our young Valdez used to stay. My parents used to get an awesome deal on a two-story condo there.
Tell them I'm interested. All right,
after the show, I'm going to... should I give them your number?
Sure.
Because this will expedite your vacation spot.
All right, sorry.
I didn't mean to bring the thing to a screeching halt, but before you yell at me, I wanted to read you this DM that we got in the Bit Season at Bit Season on Instagram.
Okay,
or you can just do me directly at Man or at Valdez Radio or Drab directly at Drab T-shirt on Instagram. We'll see him eventually. But do you remember a cameo that we cut? I want to say 3 weeks ago, we were kind of weirded out by it. We didn't understand it, but this guy, this Bitty, he sent us a cameo request and he asked us to basically do a fake belated birthday for him from his brother.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Birthday. The most of them were birthday.
Yeah. All right. But it wasn't just a birthday.
Okay.
At the end of it, we were part of a marriage proposal.
That was awkward.
It was kind of awkward. Mm-hmm. We didn't really know
it didn't make a lot of sense why we would be involved in someone's
marriage proposal. When it comes to a marriage proposal, Bit Season isn't isn't at the front of your mind.
In fact, off the top of my head, I can't think of a worse idea than to involve Matt and I and our cameo in a marriage proposal to a woman.
But we cut it anyways.
We didn't say he would like to marry you.
No, we said he has a question for you.
Okay, that's how it was.
All right, so it's not like Drab going, hey, will you marry me?
All right, that's right. Yeah. We said, what's his name?
Mark. Say, hey, Mark has something he wants to ask you.
Okay, that's right. That's how we
Drab, why are you on your knees?
Still a terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, this is, we got this message from Christine. And she says, hello, Drab and Valdez. You guys may recall recently recording a cameo from Mark. So he proposed by pretending that his brother sent a belated birthday gift, but surprising me in the end. I just wanted to let you know I said yes, and in parentheses, easiest yes of my life. Okay, that's
love that. All right, very cool. It worked out, wasn't it?
I know, but this is one of the good part. I didn't think it was a very creative marriage proposal, but this is why I take it back. We listened to Bit Season on long drives, and he'll bring up a topic you all covered and ask my opinion. We've both had serious and silly conversations after listening to your show. Thanks for helping our relationship grow over the past couple years, and even bigger thank you for doing such an outstanding job. Tell me, how good did that make you feel, Drab? It
pumps me up.
Yes.
Makes me feel good. Involving the whole family in our conversation.
It makes me very happy to know that this dumb show that we do is a big part of Christine and Mark's life.
I don't get it. Women love Bit Season.
They do.
I will never understand that. I mean, guys love the Junkies. Everybody wants to be Lurch, right?
Yeah, it's not hard to
but
find
women
guys.
Don't love the Junkies. They love Bit Season.
They relate to it.
I don't know what it is.
I think maybe we help guys get out of their shell with girls. Maybe that's it. I'm just throwing crap at the wall. I have no idea. But that was a very awesome message. And thank you, Christine. Thank you, Mark. Know what you need to do? Invite us to the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, invite us to the wedding. We might go.
Yeah, invite us to the wedding.
I'd love to hear that, Valdez. Send us more cameo requests. Obviously, we're pretty good at them.
No, I was going to say, send us more positive messages. Drab just jumps to the, send us some cameo requests.
Yeah, we do a good job, clearly.
And you know what? We'll cameo officiate your wedding.
100%. What's our cameo? Junkies Producers?
Junkies Producers. You just search it, you'll find us. You'll see our dumb pictures.
Hey, Valdez, I see you wrote some notes down here for the show. I was going to yell at you about not liking chocolate, but I kind of got it out of my system, I think, at the end of the show on the Junkies today.
All I want to know is how are you going to trick me into eating chocolate?
No, I'm not going to trick you. I just think that you weren't being,
you don't think I'm being authentic.
I don't think you're being authentic. I think you like to tell people, oh, I don't like chocolate. It's like people saying, oh, I have a thyroid condition or something, you know, like you're just drawing attention to yourself. But eventually you'll forget that you told me you don't like chocolate.
I won't forget. Okay.
And I will bust you one morning when we get.
All right. Why do you think I want to draw attention to myself? I know it's weird. And so
people like to be quirky. People like attention. All right. What's more quirky and attention seeking than going, oh, I don't like something that everybody else loves? Yeah. It's 101. And I think you were doing that today. And you'll be locked in on this for a while. But eventually you'll forget.
Yeah, kind of like you when you wore shorts 5 days in a row last week.
Of course. Yeah. All right. And I'm not saying you're the only one that does it. We all do it.
Chocolate is my shorts.
Your show.
You'll catch me. Don't worry.
But I see you wrote a note down here, and it kind of made me think. And I guess I told you this off air. Today we were talking about on the entertainment page that Matt Damon is going to teasing.
Big deal, little deal.
Big deal, little deal. Yeah, you're right. That they might make Rounders 2.
Yeah.
And that's
very exciting for everyone who's seen Rounders.
And that was a discussion on the show, and you guys have talked about what's the name? Kenny KGB? What's his name?
Teddy KGB.
So I understand the shtick that you guys are doing, but I whispered to Valdez, I've never seen Rounders. And he like was like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
I actually, the more I thought about it, the more it is believable. It's a very good movie, but it's a very niche movie.
Yeah. First off, I don't like poker. I don't play poker.
I know.
Why would I want to watch a poker? Because I didn't watch Molly's Game either. I wasn't that interested.
We reference both of those movies. Well, I know,
because the guys on the show like poker.
Oh, I thought that you would at least feign interest at 30 minutes in each of the movie just to see what the guys are talking about.
I know there's a scene or something. They go in a back room, and that's where Teddy is.
Yes.
John Malkovich. That's the only thing I know. I don't know, but I know it's about poker. Other than that, I know nothing about it.
you know who Worm is?
No idea.
Okay.
No,
I believe you. I just
what poker? This is going to sound stupid. Isn't there a poker movie with Vince Vaughn?
Swingers?
No. Oh, Swingers. All right. I get those two movies confused.
That's where they're going to Vegas.
Who's his buddy in that one?
That's Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau. Okay. I clearly get those two movies confused.
Obviously, you're not a movie buff.
I never claimed to be a movie buff.
That is true.
I don't think. And there are plenty. And I was thinking, and I saw Big Cat and those guys do this a while. I'm not trying to steal their content, but I just thought of it when I saw you said that Drab has never seen Rounders. They did something that said, we are Mount Rushmore of movies that you've never seen.
Yeah.
I don't know if Rounders is big enough to be on my Mount Rushmore, but it's probably up there. Movies that everybody loves that you've never seen. Or popular movies you've never seen.
Yes, and you referenced one earlier, by the way, Caddyshack. It's kind of...
Yes, but I probably should have seen Caddyshack. And again, I know a couple scenes, a Baby Ruth in the water, or my deathbed, he's a Dolly Lamos. You're enlightened or something.
Hey, you got a really good Bill Murray.
I do?
Yeah, you got a really...
but I couldn't tell you the plot of the movie.
Okay.
Other than it's on a golf course.
Do you know who Danny Noonan is?
No idea. Is that Rodney Dangerfield?
No.
No idea. So maybe Caddyshack. If we could probably see a bunch of golfers out there go, oh my God. Are there any movies that you haven't seen that are how Jason Bishop has not seen Shawshank Redemption?
To me, that is way more egregious than
me not seeing Caddyshack fully or Rounders.
I would agree with you. Shawshank Redemption is the number one seed in terms of movies that the show...
Every guy should have seen that.
Also, Jason used to... remember when they said, Jason, remember you didn't see a baseball movie and you should have seen it? And then that movie was Bull Durham.
Bull Durham.
I went out. 100% confirm that Jason didn't see Bull Durham, and I think he ended up seeing it within the past handful of years.
Have you seen Bull Durham?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces. Yeah. I have never. Doesn't seem that interesting to me.
Yes, everyone knows the speech Kevin Costner gives where he goes, "I like baseball. And I like whatchamacallit, slow wet kisses." And then also the meat bit. So,
are there any mega popular movies that are just household movies that you've never seen?
Yes, I told. And
has every person in America seen Titanic? Has to be right. You think Michael Marr? You think Awad has seen Titanic?
Yes, they have to have seen Titanic. I've only seen Iron Man, and that's the only movie that I've seen out of the comic book movies. So like,
oh, you've been out on all of them.
All of them.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Captain America.
Yes. Black Panther. Haven't seen it.
How come you're joning on me for calling him Thanos instead of Thanos if you've never seen these movies?
Because I was jumping on the pile.
Okay.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I think Thanos is the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
I know he collects rings.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't know anything about him. I don't know where he comes from. I don't know if he's alive or dead. I don't understand the multi-universe. I don't understand.
Well, nobody understands the multi-universe. Okay. It's impossible.
But that's the only thing I know about Thanos. And I know the meme where it goes, it costs me this much or something along those lines.
Avatar, did you see those?
I saw the first one.
Yeah, I saw the first one.
Everyone sees the first one.
But it's basically apparently everyone saw the second one. It's the third highest grossing film of all time.
Oh. I haven't seen the second one because basically Avatar is Fern Gully in the water.
I've seen most all the popular Marvel movies I have seen.
Yeah, but don't you need to see all of them to understand?
Just because
what's
also
going
because
on?
It's high grossing doesn't mean that it's an iconic film that everyone has seen. Like, I'm sure the Fast and Furious movies are high on this list, but nobody's not. It's okay if you haven't seen Fast and the Furious 12.
Right. I think I tapped out after three. I may have seen five.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Oof.
But that to me, those movies to me, without being offended, those are dork movies. Like, you really, those are nerdy movies. You got to be really, you got to be into that genre to see
those.
All
right, what's more nerdy? Lord of the Rings or Marvel movies?
Oh, Lord of the Rings. For
you
sure.
Really think so?
Marvel movies are no longer comic books. Those are starring the biggest celebrities there are. Right? Lord of the Rings is Hobbit stuff. With Rudy is one of them. Like, I couldn't tell you. I mean, A-listers weren't dying. Maybe I'm an idiot. I just never seen those movies. That seems more niche to me.
You think this is why you find them more dorky is because it's more fantasy related.
Yeah, and then those are what do you call it when it comes off a book? A playwright?
No.
Well, it's just...
It's an interpretation.
Interpretation of...
Based off a novel.
A dorky fantasy novel. With, you know, Hobbits. I keep saying Hobbits over and over again. But I've never seen... wasn't into it.
There's also elves.
Elves, yeah. I mean, it's...
And orcs. You don't know anything about orcs.
I know a little about orcs because Will Smith was in a movie with orcs. It was a straight to Netflix movie. I forget the name.
Oh, Bright.
Bright. Yeah. How do I have
such a silly movie catalog?
So I know a little bit about orcs. All right. Star Wars. Have you seen Star Wars?
Star Wars. I've seen the original. Empire Strikes Back, and then Return of the Jedi.
All right, give me what else haven't you seen besides?
No, but
is there like a singular movie that everyone saw?
No, but I think I'm pretty sure I saw The Phantom Menace in theaters as a kid. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no file on Star Wars. I don't know what is happening with Baby Yoda. I don't know what's going on in Episode 2 or Episode 3,
yeah,
or any of the other episodes. I saw the big three. That's all the big three.
I think that's fair enough. That's plenty of. I'm trying to think what other super popular movies I told Mar earlier that I have. I don't know anything about Saving Private Ryan.
Oh yeah,
I've never seen Saving Private Ryan. I know the scene, Omaha Beach, and they run out of the ships, and a bunch of guys are getting shot. But I don't know what that movie's about.
It's about finding Private Ryan.
Okay. I can put that together. Either he's kidnapped, a prisoner of war, or something like that,
and the whole team
comes to rescue him.
He has three brothers who are also enlisted,
mm-hmm,
in World War II. His three brothers got killed in action, and so it's a move from the U.S. government to save him. So that this family doesn't have all four of their sons killed in action. So Tom Hanks leads a group of soldiers through the French countryside,
mm-hmm,
trying to find Private Ryan. And they end up finding Private Ryan. And they end up, instead of taking him home, they end up having some big battle
Not an easy extraction.
Right. They have some big battle. Or no. Private Ryan doesn't want to leave his company.
Gotcha.
So they know like they're getting ready to be invaded by some French or German troops in France, and so they stay there, fight the German troops, and then they send them back home.
Do you think Bickle has seen Gladiator?
No, I think we talk about it a lot, and I don't think he's.
Yeah, for some reason that's ringing a bell to me that he has not seen that. That is egregious to me. I like. Manly men movies every guy has to see.
Well,
Gladiator is one of them.
Well, that's what I don't understand about Saving Private Ryan.
I know. I'm not saying I'm better than him. No, that's just a blind spot.
But this is why Gladiator would be worse to not see than Saving Private Ryan, because you can make the argument Saving Private Ryan is a 3-hour movie. It goes fast, but it is a 3-hour movie. You can make the argument that some people don't have the patience to sit down and watch it. I like to watch Saving Private Ryan every Memorial Day. That's my thing.
And you got a lot of plans on Memorial Day. I've noticed that. I don't know. I just noticed you always say, that's what I do on Memorial Day. I don't know. I mean, I've heard you say that. I'm going to start keeping track of all your Memorial Day traditions.
Why are you sticking your nose, butting your nose into my itinerary?
You always say that on the show. That's what I do on Memorial Day.
I like to do that on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
On Memorial Day itself. The Saturday and Sunday, that's for barbecuing.
Oh, okay.
All right. The Monday is for reflecting.
Has everyone seen Jurassic Park?
I think you'd have to be a certain age.
No. Yeah. When I say this stuff, I mean, like, if Michael Marr hasn't seen Jurassic Park.
Like the original
Jurassic? Yeah, of course.
Yes. I would say yes. Yes. Jurassic Park.
Or Harry Potter. Yeah. I mean, the Harry Potters, but that's in the same category to me as Lord of the Rings. Like, you got to be into that kind of stuff.
I haven't seen a Harry Potter. I haven't read a Harry Potter.
I think I told you this recently, and I don't mean to insult you, but I just never had any interest in watching The Wire. I know it's a TV show.
It doesn't insult.
But to me, that wasn't as popular as people from this area make it seem like it is. Nobody was talking about The Wire when I lived in Arizona. I think it was a small-time East Coast show.
A regional show?
A regional show.
Hey, I can understand that. That's fine. Do you know what I've stopped doing?
Hmm.
And I think this... I think you kind of learn this the older you get, is I've stopped trying to convince people to watch things or do things.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Just because it feels kind of annoying. And then you get a big letdown when the person just ignores your suggestion.
Yeah.
You really feel like a person. Like your opinion doesn't really matter. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yeah, like, no, you see, I think I'm to blame because you tried to get me to watch that Steve Martin TV show 100 times, Only Murders in the Building, and I kept telling you I was going to watch it, and I defeated it. I hurt your feelings.
You lied to me.
I lied to you.
And then I also told Cakes something to watch once, and he doesn't listen. Like, if Cakes comes up and he directly asks me for something to watch, I'll give him something to watch. Like, he asked me... what did he ask me?
I know there's not a TV show that Matt Valdez hasn't seen.
That's very true. I told Cakes asked me for something that he could binge, and Cakes got on the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia train, and I gave that to him. I have another show up my sleeve that I'm waiting for him to ask to suggest, but he doesn't ask. But I don't go up to him. I don't go up to him and force it upon him because that makes me feel crappy.
All right.
That hurts my feelings.
Now, are there any big TV series that you haven't seen?
Yes.
All right. Lay it on me.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad for me as well. Now, look, that was by choice. I put on Breaking Bad and that guy was in the bathtub for like the first three episodes and I got tired of it. I was like, I'm not watching this stupid show.
I was the same exact thing.
You just killed this guy already.
You know what? I was the same exact thing. I watched it.
It's too slow.
I watched it for three episodes and I said, holy crap, when are they going to kill this guy?
Yeah. It was annoying.
It annoyed me. And he had some stupid plate that he broke. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I just remember a guy in a bathtub.
Do you know what I did? Do you remember the whole hubbub about the Breaking Bad series finale? It was coming to an end. It was the series finale.
Was it a bomb of a finale?
No, it was just, it was a lot of hype.
Okay.
All right. And then everyone who watched Breaking Bad, all the Kevin McCarthy's out there who loved the show, you know, they were talking about it, how it was an epic series. But you know, my thing is, even though I didn't see the episode, I like hype.
You are always first on the hype train.
Like, I
you
love
don't,
hype.
You don't want to be misinformed about things that people are talking about.
I don't want to be last in line to something.
That's why you were watching House of Dragon. What was it? What's that show called?
House of the Dragon?
No, the main one.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, when it jumped the shark, but you were still watching it.
No.
Because people were still talking about it.
No, I skipped like two seasons and then I jumped in on the last
one. Oh, okay, yeah. No. All right, that is the ultimate want to be on the hype train.
So I didn't want to miss the hype on the Breaking Bad series finale. So I watched a 10-minute supercut of everything that happened through 8 seasons beforehand, and then I watched the last episode.
That is the ultimate Valdez thing. Yeah.
I have FOMO. I'm the first one to have FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel like I'm being left out of the water cooler discussion.
You love the water cooler discussion.
I do. I'm a huge fan of it. Here, what about this one?
Mm.
Have you seen Wizard of Oz?
Yes. Yes, in Technicolor. Technicolor, what is it? I don't know why I said that. Yeah, I've seen Wizard of Oz. Cakes, was it Cakes who's never seen it? Somebody's never seen it.
No. Cakes says that it's his favorite movie of all time.
Now that is ridiculous, but I've seen it numerous times.
Don't you feel like that is the quintessential movie that everyone has seen? I feel like that has the most success rate with people.
You think Bickle's seen Wizard of Oz?
Yes. Yes. When he was a kid, yes.
Mm.
It's almost mandatory watching. Do you know something that I've never seen that I would, that I always say to myself, I'm going to watch it, and I never do?
What's that?
It's A Wonderful Life.
I've never seen, I've seen bits. I've seen enough of it to say I've seen it.
I just know an angel gets his wings.
Yeah, so you've seen the clip. You've seen the clip.
That's the only thing I know.
I've seen enough of it to say, but that movie was made in like the 1930s.
But it's a Christmas
classic. It is a classic, but I'm gonna give you a pass because I don't think a large part of the population hasn't seen that movie.
Here's the worst part is that it's not like you have to go out and you seek it on mm-hmm. Christmas or mm-hmm. seek it during the holidays. It's... they show it on a loop or on ABC every night.
But it's in black and white. You got to be really into committing to the bit to watch that. Do you think there's anybody who hasn't seen A Christmas Story?
Yes.
No chance.
Yes.
There's no chance. That's got to be one of the most consumed movies of all time.
I would actually argue It's a Wonderful Life is more consumed than A Christmas Story.
I don't know. Not from my age bracket.
You're just thinking that because it's shown 24/7.
Yeah.
One of these stations.
Times you've heard people talk about it that you've stumbled into it. I don't think it was great in the theater. In fact, I think it was one of those movies that bombed in the theater and it just had a second life over these years.
Speaking of bombs, you ever see A Christmas Story 2?
No, but was that recent? Did that come out recently?
No. There's two. There's A Christmas Story 2
yeah.
where like the 16-year-old is trying to get a car. And then there's another one where Ralphie becomes older.
That just came out.
No, there's
No. There's one that just came out like a year ago. It was on streaming.
Yes, that's the Ralphie one.
That was with the actor, real actor.
And that was on HBO Max, Peter Billingsley.
Peter Billingsley, yeah.
That's the one that just came out. But they did come out with A Christmas Story 2 after A Christmas Story.
The one with Peter Billingsley, number 2... I remember watching like 30 minutes of that and being so bored out of my mind. I turned it off. I don't know what happened the rest of the movie, but I remember turning it off.
It's the worst movie ever.
Yeah, I mean, they botched it. The Dark Knight. I know you've seen The Dark Knight.
I've seen The Dark Knight.
Okay, yeah. So you have seen some comic book movies. Did you see The Last Joker?
No.
With him dancing all over the stairs.
Haven't seen that. Right. I heard that's too depressing.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Actually,
you've seen that, of course. You've seen.
I've seen the first one. I don't know.
The first one, The Black Pearl, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Yeah,
I've seen that one.
Any iconic Disney movies you haven't seen?
Let's see.
Lion King, Aladdin.
Seen
them all. From when you were a kid.
What about Fantasia?
Well, that again, I've seen that.
That's an age gap thing.
Walt Disney made that. I mean, we couldn't be older. In fact,
I'm gonna spit that out.
Only thing I remember about Fantasia, it's dark and there's like a flood, a bunch of water or something, right?
A bunch of brooms dancing around. What was your favorite Disney movie?
Old school. You go first. Let me think about it.
Brave Little Toaster.
What is that?
Brave Little Toaster?
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, my God. Drabby.
I've never seen that. I've never heard of that.
That's where it's a toaster, lamp. Okay. And they're all in a like a junkyard, and they're trying to get out of the junkyard. I mean, it's a classic.
It's not a classic if I haven't even heard of it.
Okay, what about Fievel Goes West?
That movie, I have a soft spot for that movie. I think, have we talked about that before?
Maybe.
There are no cats in America. Beauty and the Beast, I always have a soft spot for. I know that's not a guy's movie, but I do like Beauty and the Beast. I have memory.
Why do you like it so much?
Because
I feel like you resonate with Chip.
I like the songs. I have a memory of my mom crying while watching it during the dance scene. And so that's kind of like some sentimental value or sentimental to me a little bit. I watch it with my kids. I always kind of like Beauty and the Beast. What other ones? Pinocchio.
Pinocchio's
pretty scary.
It is.
Pinocchio's very scary. Hey, the mule thing, the kid boys turning into mules, that's very scary.
Walt Disney has kind of a dark mind, doesn't he?
Yeah. Some effed up stuff. I know they use the sex in the clouds. I don't know what's real.
Drab's favorite Disney is Song of the South.
No, what is that, a racist thing?
Yeah, they got rid of the ride. 101 Dalmatians.
Never seen that.
Oh my God.
I'm not a Cruella de Vil fan.
What about Mary Poppins?
I've seen it. I've seen every. I like singing. 101 Dalmatians isn't a musical. I feel like we're missing a couple big ones, but I don't know what they are.
I remember that. Sorry, I'm looking at the list right now. Well, Sleeping Beauty, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella. I mean, those are all the biggies.
Lady and the Tramp. You fan of that?
Biggie. Sword in the Stone. That was a great one too.
You know, at Disney World they got the. Is that the thing where only the right person
can pull
the
it out?
And
yes.
Have you seen that thing at Disneyland or Disney World?
No.
They got the sword in the stone, and everyone goes up to it and tries to pull it up, but like one out of every 100 people actually pulls it up and it lifts up.
Oh, that's silly.
I think there's someone in a room somewhere with a camera watching it, and it's like a whole thing. And then once it goes up, everyone goes, oh my God, you got the power. And then the next person tries to lift it up, doesn't work. And then that person goes back to it and it lifts up again.
That's silly.
Like they know there's a thing where it knows that you're the special one.
Oh my God. That's genius. Genius. I guess it stopped being silly. Probably Toy Story. Stop being silly. All the Disney movies that came out. Aladdin was a big one for me, too.
Aladdin was big. Toy Story, I was a little older, but of course I've seen it.
I had a thing for Jasmine.
Well, who didn't? Who didn't have a thing for Jasmine?
Jasmine might be the hottest Disney chick in the world. Well, I want to hear kind of your top three. All right. Let me hear your top three Disney chicks.
Pocahontas has got to be up there.
Whoa. Pocahontas.
We're children. All right. I'm not being a 42-year-old pervert.
I know.
Pocahontas is definitely up there. Belle, she's too put together.
Too prissy.
Yeah, not sexy.
Right.
It's not sexy enough.
Okay. This is kind of creepy.
Well, Jasmine. Okay, I'll give you Jasmine. Who else? Ariel?
Ariel. Yes, the Little Mermaid. Hot. You know what it is? It's the seashells on her jug.
Who?
Although she might lay there like a fish. You never know.
Who's the... I know who you like.
What?
Who's the villain in Little Mermaid with the pearls on her?
Ursula.
Ursula. Oh, he's a big Ursula fan. Hey, you know what? I'm going out on top.
Yeah. Hey, was it
Don't knock until you try it. Yeah. She's an octopus. She's got eight hands. You think that's not silly?
She's on the underwater rugby team.
There's big Ursula double Ds.
All right, guys. Everybody have a great weekend. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow for a two-man show on the Junkies. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you know what? Let us know your favorite Disney women.
But I'm sure we'll sleep it on a couple of them. All right, guys.
Drive's a big Tinkerbell fan.
All right. Take care. Later.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.